We're going to shift away from the baseball conversation back to more football live from Big 12 Media Days because we're joined now at the table by Tom Herman. Tom, thank you so much for the time. I'm Trey Elling. That's Brad Kellner. Really appreciate the time today, Coach. How you doing?
You guys are really talking baseball during the Big 12 football media days, huh?
It was a slight lull in the football conversation. He decided to bring up the home run derby.
I'm not happy about it, Coach.
He thought there were some good ideas, but I'm trying to tell him, Coach, there's just too much else on right now to watch a game that no longer matters. It's a glorified exhibition when you have things like Hulu, Amazon, Netflix as well, that you have all these great programs to choose from, unlike the 60s and 70s where people were tuning into the All-Star game in drones because that was the only thing on, you know?
When you had... three channels, I guess, and maybe your local affiliate or whatever.
Exactly.
That hopefully is the only time you're asked about the MLB All-Star game.
I hope so.
True.
I want to get to one of the things that you opened with up there on stage, the two-step plan for you guys this offseason, or the two words that you're promoting to your team, develop and finish. If you could elaborate on that, just kind of what that means and what you're trying to get your guys to change and improve on as they go into the 2018 season.
Well, it's not just the players, it's coaches too. We need to develop. We need to get better. We need to constantly improve. I need to improve. I need to develop. And one of the, the develop part was really two-pronged. One, we needed to develop as athletes. We had to get bigger. You know, we've only been in our off-season program. Some of these guys that were freshmen, that played for us, the Taquan Grahams, the Marquez Bimage, the Derek Kirst that are starting right tackle, had been in a college offseason program for 2 months, June and July, and then boom, hey, go start against Oronquo from Oklahoma, and it's like, what? I'm not even shaving, and it's so we needed to develop in the weight room. We needed to develop on the field. We needed to develop as football players. But then the second prong to that was we needed to develop relationships. We were, in my opinion, a bit of a splintered locker room that had different cliques and factions, if you will. And so we needed to develop relationships, and not only player to player, but player to coach. And then the finish part is obvious, right? I mean, we had the lead in four of our six losses in the fourth quarter or overtime, and we let them slip away for various reasons. And so but part of that is the development. Part of that is those young guys offensively, starting five true freshmen and a true sophomore. That's certainly not a recipe for lighting scoreboards on fire, but the best thing about true freshmen is they become sophomores, and we're able to have them for a year now and to develop them into this. Is a lot of people forget too now, this is the first time in 5 years that we've had the same offensive system for 2 years in a row.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that is crazy to me to think about those poor kids on offense that have had the offensive system changed year after year after year. And so just the consistency of that should help us finish. And then we've got to learn how to embrace the enormity of the moment. Embrace, hey, we've got this is not a here we go again deal. And that's where the effect of three straight losing seasons can affect the confidence level and the psyche of a 18 to 22 year old young man, where we don't quite know what to do when we do have the lead in the fourth quarter. We don't have that confidence, and that's on us as coaches to develop that, and that's what we spent most of the offseason doing.
Coach, it seems like the players are much more relaxed this year. It seems like you're a little bit more relaxed as well. Is that the case for you heading into year two with Texas football?
I'm excited to coach the team. I know that. I was excited last year, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that I've ever been this excited to coach a team because of the progress that I feel like we've made this offseason, not just X's and O's, not just in the weight room, but just in the relationship aspect of everything. And so does that translate into me being more relaxed? I don't know. I'd like to think I'm a pretty laid-back dude when I'm not on the field. But I really like this team, and I'm excited to coach them.
Final thing, Coach, what will you consider to be a successful season in 2018?
If we develop, right, if we can stay – together, if we can stay cohesive, we're going to be thrust with adversity. We're going to be hit in the mouth at some point, and how we respond to that is going to tell us a lot about how we have developed from a relationship aspect. And then can we finish? Can we finish and turn those close losses into some wins this year and hopefully be in the discussion for the Big 12 championship in the month of November?
Coach, we know you're a wanted man, so we'll let you go, but we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes. Best of luck the rest of this week and in the 2018 season. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys. Hook 'em horns.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
Coach Tom Herman, head coach of the Texas football program.